Jeremiah chapter 32. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. For it was then that the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem. And Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Yehuda's house. For Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, had shut him up, by saying, "For what reason do you prophesy and say, 'Thus says Yahweh'? Behold, I will give this city to the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will take it. And Zedekiah, king of Yehuda, will not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but will surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and will speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes will look at his own eyes. And he will lead Zedekiah to Babylon. And there will he be until I visit him, says Yahweh. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you will not prosper." And Jeremiah said, "The word of Yahweh came to me, by saying, 'Look, Hanamiel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, will come to you, saying, "Buy my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is yours to buy." So Hanamiel, my uncle's son, did come to me in the court of the prison according to the word of Yahweh, and said to me, "Buy my field, I ask of you, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, because the right of inheritance is yours, and the redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself." And then I knew that this was the word of Yahweh. And I bought the field of Hanamiel, my uncle's son, which was in Anathoth, and I weighed him out the money, 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him out the money in the balances. And so I took the evidence of the purchase, that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open, and I gave the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamiel, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews who had sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them all, saying this: "Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them both in an earthen vessel, so that they can continue many days. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards will be possessed again in this land." Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase to Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahweh, saying this: "Ah, sovereign Yahweh, look, you've made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your stretched out arm, and there's nothing too hard for you. You've shown loving kindness to thousands, and you've recompensed the iniquity of the fathers to the bosom of their children after them. You're the great, you're the mighty El, Yahweh of hosts is your name. Great in counsel and might, mighty in work. For your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. It is you who have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, that last until this day, and in Israel, and among men. And you've made yourself a name, just as it is this day. And you've brought forth your people Israel out of the land of Egypt, with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. And you've given them this land, whom which you did swear to their forefathers to give to them. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in, and they took possession of it, but they did not obey your voice, and neither did they walk in your law, in your instructions, and they've done nothing of all that you've commanded them to do. And for this reason you've caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts. They have come to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans, who fight against it because of the sword and the famine and the pestilence. And what you have spoken has come to pass, and look, you see it. And you've said to me, O sovereign Yahweh, buy for yourself the field for money and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. And then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying this: Understand, I am Yahweh, the Elohim of all flesh. Is there anything that is too hard for me? For this reason, thus says Yahweh, understand that I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he will take it. And the Chaldeans, who fight against this city, will come and set fire on this city, and they will burn it with the houses, upon whose roofs they have offered incense to Baal, and poured out drink offerings to other Elohim to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Yehuda have only done evil before me since their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands, says Yahweh. For this city had been to me like a provocation of my anger and of my fury, since the day that they built it even to this day, so much so that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Yehuda, which they've done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings and their princes and their priests and their prophets and the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned to me the back and not the face, even though I taught them, rising up early and teaching these things to them. Yet they've not listened so as to receive instruction. But they've set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, so as to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal that are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through to Molech, which I did not command them to do. Neither did it come into my mind that they should do this abomination, to cause Yehuda to sin. And now for this reason, says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, concerning this city, of which you say it will be delivered to the hand of the king of Babylon, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, understand that I will gather them out of all countries to which I have driven them in my anger, and in my fury, and in great wrath, and I will bring them again to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they will be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And I will give them one heart and one way, so that they can fear me forever, for the good of them, and the good of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them, to do them good, but I will instead put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. For thus says Yahweh, just like I've brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I promised them. And fields will be bought in this land, of which you say, it is desolate without man or beast, and it is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Men will buy fields for money, and subscribe the evidence of those purchases, and seal those evidences, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places around Jerusalem, and in the cities of Yehuda, and in the cities of the mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south, for I will cause their captivity to return, says Yahweh. End of chapter 1.